While it would be useful to be able to write at the speed at which we speak, that isn't in fact possible for most people. We speak at a rate of 5 or 6 syllables a second, and almost nobody can write at that speed. At the end of the 19th century, people thought that it might be useful to invent a new sort of script which would enable people to write things down at a reasonable speed close to the rate of speech. In other words, for dictation to be possible. This then involved a number of people, for example, a man called Pitman, to try and devise a more or less phonetic alphabet which could be written very, very quickly. These kinds of scripts came to be called shorthand, and secretaries, for example, came to take shorthand. They came into the office and the boss dictated a letter and the secretary took it down in shorthand. The advantage of this, for example, for newspaper reporters is obvious. If you are at a press conference and you want to get stuff down in a hurry, it's handy to be able to write it straight down. Before tape recorders, of course, that was the only way you could get it down reasonably accurately. A number of such shorthands were invented, including Pitman's shorthand and a slightly more modern one that's used by journalists called T-Line. This technology started to become wobbly as soon as there were tape recorders. With a tape recorder, of course, you can record exactly what someone says, and the boss now would have a dictaphone. And he would speak into the dictaphone. He would take it home at night and dictate his correspondence. And the next morning, out would come the little cassette tape, and it would go to his secretary, usually his, and end up in a dictaphone transcriber with a little foot pedal. And the secretary could track through a little piece of tape, type out the results of that piece of tape, have another listen, make sure it was accurate, and then go back and try again. And Mr. Pitman's shorthand wouldn't be necessary at all. Even that technology is now starting to be overtaken. With speech recognition software, it is starting to become possible for the boss to take his dictaphone home at night, dictate his correspondence, and the next morning for the dictaphone to be plugged into the computer, for whatever's in the dictaphone to be played out to the computer, and for speech recognition software then to type out the letter or whatever it is. There still has to be a check afterwards to make sure it hasn't made any mistakes, but the process is really quite rapid. Doctor's notes, for example, can now be taken straight from a microphone where the doctor says, "I've just seen patient so-and-so and prescribed such-and-such, they seem to have whatever it is." And the speech recognition software then writes the medical report for the records. Lawyers are able to do the same thing. And so legal secretaries have to check the final version before it gets sent out to make sure there are no mistakes. But shorthand and the dictaphone both look as though they're just about going the way of a great many technologies.